Of the Jazzy Conversations with Jazz podcast. This podcast is a myriad of candid conversations that does one thing. We spotlight the comeback. So everyone knows what a comeback is. Actually, I've had to make several comebacks. And so I am so elated to introduce you to my guest for episode 7. My guest for episode 7 is none other than Demisha Fleming. Demisha, I am so happy to have you here tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. And thank you so much for traveling, traveling way to the metropolis of Bartow. You know how we do here in Bartow. So we are in a beautiful and lovely establishment, and they welcomed us in. So we are definitely on location. And so, Demisha, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi everyone, I'm Demisha Fleming. I am the founder of Angels of Destiny Incorporated. I am also the owner of Redefine Coaching Solution, where our purpose is helping you redefine your life purpose.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so I'm going to tell you that I've been watching you for a minute, right? I've been watching you for some time now, and I just want to say that you have been an inspiration to me. I look at the things that you do. You seem to have a beautiful, bright spirit. And then I'm going to tell you the thing that really, really caught my attention with you is the fact that you are a vendor with Polk County Public Schools, right?
That is correct.
Listen, you got to give us the hot tea. You got to give us, you know, you got to let us know how you did your thing with that. Because it's so important. I will tell you, at one school that I was the assistant principal of, we had a need for kind of like a grooming for our girls, and we wanted to do something special for them, whether it was pampering, but we wanted to instill a message with them. And so I think I told you this story one time before, but I mentioned your name. I was like, I know someone who has an organization, and she happens to be a Polk County School Board vendor. But then COVID struck.
Right.
COVID struck, and it really just dampened things on that particular plan. But we were going to book you. And so I just want to say you're doing amazing work in the community, and please keep it up because our girls need it. And I want you to go ahead and just go into what your program offers for girls.
Okay, so with Angels of Destiny Incorporated, we are a nonprofit organization. And our mission is to just be a beacon of hope in the lives of these young girls. So some of the things that we offer right now on the first and third Monday and Tuesday, we service girls just over the Central Florida area as a whole. We provide mentoring. We actually have guest speakers come in, and they speak to the girls about different life skills. The ultimate goal is helping them develop those life, the key skills that they're going to need to be successful in life. Right now, we're running a program called Becoming a Better Her. And so with becoming a better her, we're instilling into them self-worth. We're teaching them the financial aspect of life. And some people may say, well, they're young girls. What is it that they need to know about finances? Well, we start young. Mm-hmm. They won't struggle when they get older.
Right.
Even when it comes to financial aid for school and things like that. So our main focus is just mentoring, youth empowerment as a whole. But our focus is young girls between the ages of 8 and 21. I just want to make sure that all girls become a better her.
Listen, I love that. And the fact that you're able to service girls 8 to 21, that's an amazing thing, because I know that several groups that I've been a part of, it's hard to reach such a wide variety of girls. And so how long have you been doing it?
So we've actually been doing this now unofficial since 2014, official since 2017.
Wow. Yeah. So tell me about your support system, and then like what was that thing that made you want to start this organization?
So the main thing that really made me want to start the organization, I come from a disadvantaged background where a lot of things that I try to instill into the girls wasn't necessarily instilled into me. Mm-hmm. And so my thing was no girl left behind. As long as I can help it, she will not experience some of the disadvantages that I had to experience. So even being that young girl, not necessarily knowing about hygiene, not necessarily knowing about self-worth and self-esteem, you know, now I'm able to instill that into our daughters, into our young girls, so that they'll be able to identify with who they are and whose they are.
That's amazing. So I know that this takes funding. I know that this takes time. So tell us about the steps, because I know that there may be somebody out there. Like, I talk to a lot of people who have the desire to want to start a nonprofit. You are a nonprofit.
I am a nonprofit.
You are a nonprofit. Yes, so she's legit, all right? She has all of her paperwork. She has everything dotted, everything crossed. And so I know that there's a lot of people out there who want to have a nonprofit. And I guess before we go into you and establishing your nonprofit, talk to me about what it takes to do this. Like, talk to me about your support system, because I know that has to be strong, right?
I have an amazing support system when it comes to my board of directors. They're amazing. But first and foremost, I have to be my first support system myself.
Right.
And it's not just something I have a passion for on purpose to do this.
Gotcha.
And what I have learned is that even though you may have a passion for something, are you purpose to do that thing? Mm-hmm. And I can truly say that on purpose to do it. It takes time. It takes energy. I have people ask me all the time, how do you do so much? You're always so busy. You're always doing something. But again, not only am I passionate about it, but on purpose to do it. So the fact that on purpose to do it, that's where my strength comes from, knowing that, hey, God, you gave me the vision, and I know you're going to make provision for it. So I encourage you that if you're looking to start that nonprofit, get up, move your feet, go for it with it. There's a need for you.
Right. And so you have your board of directors, and you guys, tell me again when you guys meet. You said the first and the third.
First and okay, so with our elementary school girls, we meet the first and the third Monday of every month. With our high school girls, we meet the first, I'm sorry, with our, yeah, with our high school girls, we meet the first and third Mondays. I apologize for that. With our elementary school girls, we meet the first and third Tuesdays of every month. And we meet for 1 hour. We call it our 1 hour of empowerment. 1 hour of empowerment, and you'll be amazed at how much you can instill in your girls, in our girls, within 1 hour.
Awesome. So talk to me about the trajectory of the program. Like, if someone wanted to book you, talk to me about how they would go about doing it, because is it that you have a whole program mapped out, and then, you know, like, are you following the girls? Because you go up from ages 8 to 21, mm-hmm. or do you follow them all the way up to that age, or how does the program fit? Like, what's the best fit for the program?
So the best fit for the program is that they start out with our elementary school girls, and once they advance over to the middle school, they advance into our program called Girls of Hope. And HOPE stands for Helping Other Peers Excel. So while we're instilling into them, we're taking them back into the community where they can help their peers excel as well. We always encourage the girls to invite a friend. We do have a program laid out for the program for the organization where we meet from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year.
Okay.
And while meeting, there's always something laid out for them. That first Monday or that first Tuesday is more in-house. Let's set it up for whatever guest speaker that's going to come in. Like, for the month of December, we're focusing on finishing strong.
Okay.
So when we meet on December the 6th and December the 7th, I'll be pouring into them how to finish strong. And then we're going to begin to bring a speaker in on December the 20th that has been through some things, but she finished strong.
I love to bring in examples.
We can talk to them all day, but sometimes they just need something tangible to know that, okay, I can do this.
Absolutely. And I would assume, first of all, I'm going to say, being at, because traditionally I've always been at an elementary school, but this year and last year too, I'm at a K-8 school. And so for me to be able to see the elementary side of girls, and then for me to be able to see the middle school side of girls,
yes,
it's a transition. It's a transition, and it's a transition where they need to be held, and they definitely need to be caught when they're going through that transition. Mm-hmm. And the ability to relate to them,
yes,
that's how you get them. Like, I know for a fact that being relatable to them is definitely a way that you resonate with them, and you get them to want to do the program, just intrinsically and to the utmost, and so it means something to them.
Yes.
And so tell me how you do that. Like, what's your special sauce? Because as an educator, as a school leader, you know, like, we have like our, I'll call them like our superpowers that we use, because we just have that, and that's something that resonates with the kids. So tell me, how do you, Domisha, how do you relate to the girls?
Well, one of my superpowers would be being transparent and loving the girls right where they are.
Okay.
And helping them understand that they are beautiful. Even with our elementary school girls, someone asked, well, why do you start so young? That's an age where our girls are trying to define who they want to be like,
right,
what it is that they want to be, who's going to be their idol. And nothing against our celebrities and our Nicki Minaj's and all that, but it takes a community to help our girls identify themselves. And the community is not Instagram. The community is not YouTube. We are the community. And so, just to answer your question, my superpower is being transparent with these girls, helping them understand, when I was 8 years old, this is what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel beautiful, but look at me now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can help them in that area to be, just pull out that inner beauty in them, that's my superpower.
Yeah. Look, you lighting up over here. She glowing and stuff all over here. That's how you know that is like your, that's how you know like that's your passion. When you glow, mm-hmm. when you glow, when you talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your passion. You can definitely tell that that's something that you're meant to do. So you started off, is that what, that's the first venture that you did? You started off with the mentorship program, right?
Well, to take it back, how it started out, myself and my cousin transitioned back in 2015.
Okay.
It started by a simple dream and a phone call saying, hey, let's sponsor five girls to go back to school.
That's golden.
Listen, and that's how
it started. So five girls from a phone conversation.
From a phone conversation, right, to say, hey, we want to make sure, right, that at least five girls have five complete uniforms. They have a belt, they have socks, they have undergarments, and we can make sure that they get their hair done. That's how it started. And never would have known or never would have thought that Angels of Destiny would be servicing girls all over the Central Florida area from a phone call that says, hey, let's sponsor five.
That's awesome. Listen.
Yeah.
So how many girls would you say you've sponsored or helped?
I can honestly say, and it's funny that you asked that, because I was typing up some information last night, and my 2019 numbers was over 500 girls.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're in 2021 now, and I can honestly say that Angels of Destiny Incorporated has serviced over 1,000 girls since we started.
That is
in
amazing.
One way or another, rather it was school sponsorship, rather it was being a part of our program, rather it was partnering with the Polk County School Board, we have been able to service and be a positive impact in the lives of over thousands of girls. Yes.
I gotta get, look, you know how Oprah gets all dramatic, yeah, and stuff. Yes. So I'm gonna just go ahead and just give you that. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. I mean, there's nothing else for me. That's at the top. That's like top tier emotion. Like, when you know you've had that much of a huge impact on the amount of lives that you've had. That's incredible. Like, that's substantiating your legacy.
Yes.
That's substantiating your legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have the mentor side of Domisha. And then take me into what inspired you to become this master life coach and mentor. You know, the mentor part came in with Angels of Destiny,
yes,
but then how did you get into knowing that, hey, I can take this a step further, mm-hmm, and I can now take it to the stage of a life coach? Talk to me about that.
So the whole life coach thing came, I was going through a rough patch in my life, and I had to make a conscious decision to redefine my life purpose. So with redefining my life purpose, once I was able to redefine it and understand who I was and what my true purpose was, and I really was healed, and I was healed for real, it was time for me to go back and grab a sister hand and say, come on, let me help you redefine your life purpose. So anything that I do, it comes from experience.
Right.
I've been through it. I've lived it. So why not help another sister come forth and say, hey, let me help you redefine your life purpose.
Right.
I cannot redefine your life purpose myself, but I can help you redefine your life purpose.
Absolutely. And so tell me how that's going so far. Like, tell me the steps. If you want to become a life coach, what are the steps that you have to take in order to be a life coach? Because, you know, I dare not say that there are people that are just calling themselves life coaches. I love it when people can take a picture with your certificate, and I'm assuming this is why you do this, because you don't want to be called out for just saying that you are a life coach. So I know there has to be some formal training that you do in order to be called a life coach. Talk to us about that. What do you have to do?
That is correct. There are courses that need to be taken. I'm actually a certified master life coach, and what qualified me to be that master life coach, I went through the training of 5 different certifications.
Okay.
And once I obtained those 5 different certificates and I completed the courses, that qualified me to become that certified master life coach. So I didn't just wake up one day and print a certificate offline. I had to go through the training.
Right.
And what I loved about the classes and the training that I was able to take, while they're teaching you how to be a life coach, they're helping you on your journey as well.
Right.
So again, I took the courses. I went to a school out of Clearwater.
Okay.
Just to add a little bit to that, you're looking at someone that has no college education.
Okay.
But I was determined to be a better me so that I can help someone else be a better them.
Listen, and that's all it takes. That's really and truly all it takes.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing the name of the school?
No, I do not mind. The school that I went to was Transformation Academy. Mm-hmm. Listen, the instructors are amazing.
Okay.
Everything was online.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have to go sit in a classroom, because that was like my biggest fear.
Right.
I was like, I don't have time to sit in a classroom. But it was self-paced. I was able to self-pace myself online. Transformation Academy, I tell y'all, in the pandemic, I was sitting in the house and I was learning how to become this master coach. I was learning and I was just taking it all in. I was like a soap sponge. So, Transformation Academy, the school is over in Clearwater, but everything is online. Courses are very, very, very affordable. Don't get in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Awesome. Now, you know, like, because I want somebody to have, like, the roadmap. If this is something that they truly and sincerely want to do, I want to provide a situation where this can be like the roadmap for it. So give me a range, like total cost.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think you had to pay for that?
I paid less than $500 for it.
Listen.
Yeah.
Less than $500 for it.
Less than $500. They're always running specials. They're always sending you different coupon codes. Less than $500. Not $5,000, not $50,000, less than $500 to become a Master Certified Life Coach, and they are accredited.
Thank you. And listen, because you know, you got to look, because when that certificate comes, I'm going to look for that seal.
Yeah, and they are accredited, yes.
All right. So would you say that I can sense, and I see, this is one of the reasons why I wanted you on Jazzy Conversations with Jazz, because I see what you're doing. It's like, it's when you announced that you were going to be, or that you were, you know, the master coach, I saw that you were on this panel, that you were speaking at this event and that event, that event and that event. And it's like, it kind of, you are picking up momentum you're just picking up momentum. And so tell me about the opportunities that it has afforded you now that you are a licensed coach.
I can honestly say that it has opened up so many doors for me. I've spoken at different events and on panels prior to becoming a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
But once that certification came in, and honestly, once people watch episodes like this, they're reaching out saying, hey, I need your story on my panel.
Right.
A lot of the panels that I've sat on, I didn't know no one sitting on the panel, didn't even know the host of the event. It was all through social media marketing. Hey, I see that you're a life coach. I seen you on Jazzy Conversations, and I would love to have you at my event.
Right.
So it has definitely opened up. It's a platform. It has definitely broadened my platform. I have a really big engagement coming up in 2022, and I have not been able to release it yet.
Listen.
But yeah, stay tuned. I'm excited about it. I'm telling you.
Listen, we might be at the same one.
Oh, hey.
I don't know. I have a huge one in 2022 also, and like no promotion. Well, a little bit of promotion came out, and I'm like, oh, okay, you got who? Okay, yeah. I was like, okay, we're gonna do this. So, like, because I host events as well.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe, but so 2022 is just gonna be that year, and yeah. So the whole basis behind Jazzy Conversations with Jazz Domitia is I am so interested in people just being very real and very transparent and just giving people their comeback story. And so I know you mentioned it, and you said that's why people book you to be on these panels and to tell your story. What would you consider to be your comeback story? Like, what have you definitely overcome? So much, right?
Oh my, so yeah, much, where right? do I start? And I know I mentioned one scenario to you, and I want to touch on that as well, but I want to talk about a recent comeback story. Like, you're a master life coach, you're a mentor, you're an empowerment speaker, you're an influencer, was going through some things, mental mind battles, where I was in a place where I was silenced. I was silenced. I didn't want to speak nowhere. I never forget, I recently lost my mom. My mom recently transitioned. And after that situation, I didn't realize it was going to affect me the way that it did. And but it did. It took a low blow, and it was almost to the point where I was ready to give up.
Yeah.
And I was silenced, and I had nothing to say. And it took me leaving this region, going to Atlanta, to get in a place where I was able to release everything that was holding me hostage, everything that was really trying to assassinate me, to be able to get my voice back. Mm-hmm. So even in going through saying that I'm your life coach and I can help you, I needed help.
Yeah.
I needed help, but I was able to come back from that. And when I bounced back like 10 times stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I bounced back like with a different type of momentum to keep going. And so that's just one comeback story, but the ultimate comeback story that to why I am who I am today, listen, I've been through some childhood trauma. I was a teenage mother. I have a 24-year-old son. I was 15 years old.
Girl.
I was 15 years old.
Listen.
But I didn't allow that to stop me. I was determined to be the first one of my siblings to graduate with a high school diploma. I just always had this determination about me that I don't care what came my way, what knocked me down, I was going to bounce back, I was going to get back up. And that's how I made it to the place that I am today. Some of you may have seen me share my story on Facebook. I went from being homeless to being a homeowner. I've been a homeowner now for 5 years. I went from being hungry, standing in the line at the Salvation Army to eat as a little girl, to where now I'm able to go to the Salvation Army and provide meals to the mothers and the kids that's in the Salvation Army. So talk about a comeback story. And when I go into these places, I can relate to them because I was once there. I was once in their position. So my ultimate comeback story was just overcoming everything that was thrown at me in my childhood, in my teenage years, in my 20s. But listen, I'm getting ready to exit my 30s in a few more months, and I don't think I could have exited in a better stage.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's impactful. Like, that's sincere, that's real. Because that could have broken you. So when I listen to people's comeback stories,
mm-hmm.
the beauty in that is that it did break somebody, but it did not break you. And you have the capacity, you have that experience to be able to help somebody else with your story, because there could be somebody that's homeless right now. Mm-hmm. There could be somebody right now who's fretting having to go to Salvation Army, mm-hmm. or, you know, to a soup kitchen, and yeah. they may have kids. And so you've gone through it,
mm-hmm.
and so what I noticed is that, and it's just a real thing, like most people want to know how did you survive this? Like, you've named so many obstacles And I feel that my show is just going to spotlight what that is.
Yes.
What that is. Mm. And I just want so many people to just share their testimony, because I feel like your comeback is your testimony. Mm-hmm. Tell me what got you through it. How is Domisha standing right here, right now? Like, how did you get through it?
Well, now that you put the whole testimony piece in there, how I really got through it, listen, y'all, it wasn't nobody but God. When I wanted to lose my mind, not when I almost wanted to lose it, when I wanted to lose it, because I figured if I lost my mind, I wouldn't have to deal with anything.
Yeah.
When I wanted to lose my mind, he said, no, there's a greater purpose in you. There's a work for you to do. And so I couldn't give in and I couldn't throw in the towel. Even when I was 16 and I wanted to drink the bottle of pills, I couldn't drink the bottle of pills. When I was 21 and I wanted to drink myself to death, I couldn't drink myself to death. Because if I would have done that, I wouldn't be able to, one, help you redefine your life purpose. Two, I wouldn't be able to help your daughters become a better her. Listen, y'all, it was none of me. It was none of me. It was all God. It was all God. Even in this recent situation, again, you know, God began to deal with me and he said, I'm canceling the assignment of the assassin. Like he didn't come to knock me off my feet and say, hey, you can't go forward. He came to take me out, y'all, because I was a threat to the enemy's camp. And for that reason alone, I got a second win.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and you sound like it, and you look like it, and that's the dopest part for me. Like, that's pure dopeness. Like, that's what I consider to be pure dopeness. And so, I feel like you're living in your purpose. It sounds like you're living in your purpose. We can see that you're living in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And just share maybe one of the highlights. When you just let go of what you want to do, I won't even necessarily say, I'll say the way that you want to do it. Because I feel like God opens a door for you to live in your passion, which is ultimately what you want to do. But being obedient in that, tell me one thing that has amazed you in being obedient. Like, what's something that has been afforded to you where you're like, God, I am so glad that I was obedient in that respect?
And I'm really not big on materialistic things, but one thing that I was definitely obedient on was 6 years ago, God had given me an assignment about building a house. And I was like, I can't afford to build no house. I think at the time I was probably barely making $11 an hour. So how am I going to build a house on $11 an hour? But he said, if you just trust me in this process, I got you. And I began to trust God, y'all. And I was so obedient to everything that he told me to do, even down to the neighborhood he told me to build in. I was like, I don't want to be in that neighborhood. But I went in a way and just listening to his voice, being obedient, even when I, you know, went to sign the paperwork and the people say, hey, you need X amount of dollars because you don't qualify for this, you don't qualify for that. God was in the midst of it, y'all. Listen, I told this testimony on Facebook before. I needed $6,000, y'all, in 90 days. And I told God, I said, I believe you are 45 days. I'm going to have all $5,995 of those dollars. On the 43rd day, I had every dime that I needed.
Wow.
But it wasn't because I was just this perfect person. It was because I was obedient. There were some things that, there were some ways I had been living. There were some things that I had been doing that God instructed me that if you let that go and you just trust me wholeheartedly, I'll show you what I'll do for you. I'll show you the overflow that I have for your life. I'll show you the abundance that I have for your life. Because those of us that came up in the streets, we know what the street life about. We like the fast money. We like things like that. And I was caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
But once I began to let all that go and I trust God for real and I was obedient to what he told me to do. Listen, I have a beautiful over $200,000 home in Arbondale, Florida that what I thought was going to take me $6,000 to build, it didn't even cost me $1,800 of my own money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was just from being obedient.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, thank you. No, seriously. Thank you for sharing that, because it's, to me, it's amazing. Like, because I consistently hear these stories, and I think that once we put ourselves and our rationale aside, and we just really lean and depend on him, I feel that beautiful things will happen.
Yes.
Domisha, you came all the way. All the way to Bartow, although we're all in Polk County. I can't wait to continue to see more and hear more from you. So if you'll tell the audience what's coming up next for you and how they can keep in contact with you and reach out to you and connect with you, go ahead and tell everybody that.
So what's coming up next? You guys may be familiar with our annual Pamper Me Pretty event.
Yes, yes we are. Yes. I know I am. Look, I'm getting excited because I want to come.
Our last event, Jasmine, I don't know if she was put down to ask to host that event, but
let me find out. Let me find out. Y'all know that I host stuff.
Yeah, so that event is coming up in March. I'm just juggling the dates right now because there's something else that I have going on in March as well. But anybody that know that, they know my girls come first. Our annual Pamper Me Pretty event, it has been featured in the Lakeland Ledger. It has been featured in the Winter Haven Sun. Listen, we started out, y'all, with 50 girls our very first year. That second year, we had over 200 girls at this event.
Wow.
The third year, we had close to 200 girls. But not only the girls, we were able to empower their parents as well.
That's beautiful.
And that's one thing I've learned is that, hey, if we don't get to the root cause, we just playing with the limbs on
right,
the tree.
Right.
So we were able to empower their parents as well. So stay tuned. Pamper Me Pretty is definitely coming up in the month of March. Stay tuned. We are looking for sponsors. We're looking for girls. We're looking for volunteers. That event is one for the book. One of the biggest things I have coming up, and I don't know why I feel led to share this today.
Listen, we better get an exclusive. We better get an exclusive, y'all.
Listen. Angels of Destiny will be... I'm going to share.
Okay.
We will be servicing in 2022 girls that are aging out of foster care.
Oh
we
my gosh.
Will be providing a home for them, but not only a home, we will be providing self-sufficiency for them.
Oh my gosh.
When these girls come down through our program, once they leave our program after 1 year, they will be self-sufficient, but not only will they be self-sufficient, they'll be employed.
Wow.
Their credit scores will be where it needs to be.
Listen.
And every dime that is taken in for these girls to be a part of our home will be presented back to them in the form of a check to say, go live and live on purchase.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So, stay tuned.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And let me tell you the beautiful part about that. First of all, let me just say, I was going to stop at nothing to do this podcast today, and Jason is sitting there. Mm-hmm. He knows we're on location. Jason, tell me the name of where we are again.
Front Page Brewery.
We're at Front Page Brewery, and thank you guys so much to Front Page for letting us do this. Yes, I am shouting you out because you're a part of this master plan now. Mm-hmm. You know, because I have a best friend. My best friend since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. My best friend since kindergarten has always wanted to have her own foster home. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, things are looking up for her. She's making some things happen. She's mm-hmm. and she's in Philadelphia. So mm-hmm. it is so critical, you know, up there. And
yes.
I want you two to talk. Like yes. what you are doing is exactly what she feels her passion and her mission in life is.
Mm-hmm.
And so by you telling me that story, I'm like, okay, thank you, God. Like, I feel like
yeah.
that's, yep, this was the reason why I kept going. Like, listen, I can tell you some stories about tonight, okay? But let me just tell you this. What you're looking at is somebody who's resilient. What you're looking at is someone who's very grateful. Like, I'm so grateful for you, Domitia, because I know that your story, you know, when people have things and when they create things,
mm-hmm.
some of them may just do it for the glitz and glamour of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part, that's one piece of it, but that's so minute when you think about the purpose of it.
That's it.
And so Jazzy Conversations with Jazz definitely has a purpose. You know, this purpose, mm-hmm. I want people to be transparent. I want you to share your comeback story because I know that you are going to help at least one person.
Mm-hmm.
And by you helping at least one person, that means that through my venue, my avenue, it's allowed you to be,
yes.
you know, that particular person. So I'm excited, and I wanted you, and I gravitated towards wanting to interview mm-hmm. you because I just knew you had a dynamic story, and your story is full of resiliency. Your story is filled packed with confidence, with faith, number one. But you are sound, and you're caring, and you're definitely an asset in our community. So tell everybody how they can connect with you.
You can definitely connect with us via social media. I'm on social media under Domisha Fleming. We also on social media, Facebook, under Domisha Fleming and Angels of Destiny Incorporated. Same as Instagram, Angels of Destiny Incorporated, as well as Coach Domisha on Instagram. You can also connect with us via our website at angelsofdestiny.org. Right now, our website is under construction. It is up and running. So if you see a couple pieces that's missing, just know that we're just regaining our momentum and we're pushing a little harder for 2022.
Awesome.
I would love, love, love to connect with you. Listen, we can do it better together.
Absolutely. That's the motto. Listen, that's the motto. That's the motto for now. That's the motto for 2022. That's just the motto. Like, yeah. that's how I feel too. So you have been tuned into our very first live remote episode of Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. This has been episode 7. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure that you like Jazzy Conversations with Jazz on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You got to subscribe to that YouTube channel because this time next year, it's going to be so major. Like this time next year, I definitely want to do like a whole live set. Like I want to do a live episode of Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. Like we're going to bring in a band.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in speakers. Look, we're going to do raffles. I want to do a 12 days of Christmas so bad. Like I want to bless families.
Oh,
I want to do all those things. So just stay tuned. Give me time. This is episode 7. Think about, look, I'm just excited about what I've been able to do in 7 episodes.
That's it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going nonstop. And so, thank you so much for being a great audience, great listeners. Thank you for being a part of my Jazzy crew. And always remember that now is a dope time for a comeback. And remember, all gold diggers are welcome at Jazzy Conversations with Jazz. You guys have a good day, a good night, however you're listening to this. But always stay tuned.